That's where Machtumi is. It's not a title. It's not a description. Yes, in a polite way, they do this, that you greatness, you big one, you fantastic one. But here, there's something that is Machtumi. Why? Listen to the next verse.
Thou art he who asketh pardon of the universal mind and soul. Thou art the soul of the soul and the splendor of the coral.
Means, I did it the best way. Let's say somebody has this in mind and wants to say, listen, this complicated stuff about the law and things like that. I told it the best way I could, really. And I believe it could do the trick. Look at this guy. It's in him. And this is a service we give. Because all is a game of service. Because the pleasure is in that giving and serving this master. And about the shortcomings? Not going to worry about the shortcomings. You will take care of that. You know that our intelligence has shortcomings, our explanation has shortcomings, our time and all that. But everything comes back to you. Suddenly he's talking to beloved. And you say, oh, you beloved, everything is coming from you. Just from a beam of light from you, we are enlightened here. And look at us, we are having that special cup of the morning for the drunkards. You know that the drunkards, they wake up very awful. What, the withdrawal and things like that, I don't know what the name is, but it's a very awful thing to do. And the only way to cope with it is to bring the alcohol in your blood to a higher level and let it gradually fade away so they will have another glass of wine. They talk about it a lot. Why? Because that's the wine you drink in the morning. That's the wine you drink just to become normal. That's the wine you drink, which is a payback for the night, you know. And that's the one you miss more than all of them. So that's Sabuhi. They call it the morning one. The morning shot. But at the same time, it's the shot that brings the morning. So we could relate to that. Especially if we call it the successful one, because it succeeds to get rid of all the drawbacks. And let me feel happy about last night being drunk. And that successfulness will remember, oh, the name of that guy was this, that Mansur Hallaj, because Mansur means the successful one. You say, ah, let's remember that guy. That guy was drunk. Means that with all this, you know, I told you here we pay and nothing looks good, but we get drunk. And how could I explain the drunkenness to you? Because when I said I get drunk, you thought of what? The wine influencing me? Oh my God, I'm influencing the wine. How about that? You think that this physical body is keeping me here? Oh my God. Have you ever thought that I'm keeping this stuff alive? This is what he wanted to say. Let's hear it.
The light of dawn has shone forth, and from thy light we are engaged in drinking the morning drink with the wine of thy Mansur. Inasmuch as thy gift keeps me thus, who is wine that it should bring me rapture? Wine in ferment is a beggar suing for our ferment. Heaven in revolution is a beggar suing for our consciousness. Wine became intoxicated with us, not we with it. The body came into being from us, not we from it. We are as bees, and bodies are as wax. We have made the body, cell by cell, like wax.
What do you think about this?
First of all, there was something here, sounded a little bit strange. Who is the wine? I will make the wine or something. How dare he to say that? Every drunk should say that, if he knows that. If you are a drunker, means you are seeking the wine. What is the wine doing?
Seeking you.
That's something that you missed. He arrives to a point that he talks about this unification, becoming one with the beloved. He said, that was an example. He brought it to water and seek at thirst. Then he brought it to the effort. Now he will say, it's like that. So my joy is just to talk about it. When talking about this wine makes me this good, who is the wine? I will make wine look good, because the wine is the conqueror, the helped one who succeeded. That's Mansur. Nusrat means to succeed. Mansur is the one who was helped and was succeeded. That's the name of Mansur al-Hallaj. The guy, remember, who said, I am Haq. And they killed him and said, you're mistaken. And he was. So Rumi remembers him and plays with that to say, listen, I'm talking about another kind of connection which is not positive or negative, like sorrow and happiness. I'm talking about some complicated stuff which will make you really connect and become one. So, trying to connect is all you can do. And my hopes is because this is made for me. He did it like this. He started it. The connection comes from him. So, I'm looking that way. Let's go back to the merchant. Yes. Why we should go back to the merchant? Listen carefully.
Reverting to the tale of the merchant who went to trade. This is very long. Tell the story of the merchant, that we may see what happened to that good man.
See, he used a lot of tricks here. First of all, he used the word like this. The title reads like this, رجوع به حکایت خواجه تاجر. Remember that ارجعی, come back to me. When he goes back, he is using that word consciously. That, okay, let's go back. To what? To the story of the merchant. Because I know you are the merchant one. And you should take care of the parrot. And we should go back, you know why? Because this is a very long story. Yeah.
The merchant in fire and anguish and yearning was uttering 100 distracted phrases like this. Now self-contradiction, now disdain, now supplication, now passion for reality, now metaphor.
Does it sound familiar? The confusion of sometimes being like this, sometimes having doubts. This is the merchant. The merchant is full of doubts because he should consider a lot of different stuff because he hasn't get the real stuff yet.
The drowning man suffers an agony of soul and clutches at every straw.